Welcome in, Braves Today, bravestoday.com. He is Lindsey Crosby. I'm Ben Taylor. It's all brought to you by Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com, promo code BRAVES. Get your 10% off and get those beans shipped to your door. Lindsey, the hottest, well, best. I don't know about hottest. They did lose in extras and still have another game to play. But one of the best teams in baseball, let's just say. The New York Yankees head to town. And this is, in my opinion,
we're going to them, actually. We're going to them.
Yes, yeah, we're going to them. And this is what I always kind of, this has always been, I guess it's just the days of old. This is my watermark of how well you're going to do on the season. Once interleague play started, how well do you do against the Yankees?
They've historically been a good team. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. And the thing that's tough here is they're doing it on both sides, right? They're hitting the crap out of the ball. I mean, Aaron Judge, after that first slow month, has looked insane. And obviously, you got Juan Soto. Anthony Volpe's having a great year. But then also, from a run prevention standpoint, they're doing it too. Like, they're doing it. The pitching's doing well. The offense is obviously very, very good, especially at the top. And so their run differential of plus 125 is the best in baseball. You know, like they've allowed only 259 runs, which I believe is the best mark in baseball. Yes, that is the best mark in the sport. Their 384 is tied with the Dodgers for most runs scored in baseball.
Yep.
So it's a test in every respect. Test of the offense, test of the pitching, and test of the defense, really, because they have a lot of guys who can just put the ball in play.
Well, you know, and defense has not been that bad for Atlanta. So, I mean, you got that going for them. Also, contrary to what I probably feel about the Yankees, the Braves are sending three fairly decent pitchers to the mound. And, you know, three – I mean, Morton's had his ups and downs, but, I mean, Sale's going to get a nod. Freed's going to get a nod. And Freed seems to be, you know, kind of finding his midseason form, hopefully, at this point. And so let's talk about pitching matchups a little bit. Okay. Now, theirs aren't official yet, but that's also because they have a game to play. They're in the middle of a homestand right now with the Orioles, and then, of course, the Braves are going to be in town.
And then they play the Mets, so it's that crosstown rivalry after that. So
yeah, the what is it, the Subway Series that they
– Subway Series. Sure
ESPN will be all over that. We'll have to watch every friggin' game on ESPN. So and we'll also talk about how you can watch the Braves this time around, because it's another weird TV schedule too, by the way, as far as switching around networks.
And
we'll
Comcast subscribers might like it, though.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so Friday
– matchups of what the Braves are going to see, because they avoid two big names.
Yeah. So Carlos Rodon versus Chris Sale on Friday night, Marcus Stroman versus Charlie Morton on Saturday, and Nestor Cortez versus Max Fried on Sunday. Thankfully, you avoided the return of Gerrit Cole. He pitched last night against Baltimore, struck out five, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you avoid Luis Gil, who starts today in the series finale. So you avoid last year's Cy Young winner. You avoid their best pitcher of the year. And two of the three guys you face are not guys who have premium velocity, right? They're guys that you will have opportunities to make contact, to put balls in play. The question's going to be, can you avoid the gloves and get some runs off of them? So I feel like you work out a little bit with some of these matchups. You luck out a bit by missing the big names and not facing guys with premium velocity, but still good stuff.
Well, and without the premium velocity, you know, we've talked about how the Braves, when they put the ball in play, how hard they hit the ball. Mm-hmm. And they're playing in a field that hopefully this will be, you know, 314 down the line and right, 318 down the line and left. Now, it does kind of open up to 408 and center as far as dimensions are concerned. But is this something the Braves can take advantage of, Lindsey, as far as some of their hard hit balls that they and their barrels that they've been, you know, not they have not been finding holes, but as the last couple of games proved, they have started finding some holes?
Yeah, I mean, hitting the ball hard here is going to be kind of big. Marcus Stroman's got one of the best ground ball rates in baseball. It's like he's over 50% ground balls. That's game two. Nestor Cortez is a fly ball pitcher. He does not get very many ground balls at all. He's like fifth percentile in ground ball rate, like 30-something percent. Carlos Rodon, same thing. He's a fly ball pitcher. And so you've got opportunities with this the short porch and right, and you have a couple lefties with Pop and Olsen and Kelenic and the switch hitter Albies, and noted power hitter Forrest Wall is a lefty too. You have the opportunity to, I think, get some more of the home run production that you haven't necessarily seen earlier in the season, and we felt like you should have. You've got some good opportunities because you're going to face a couple guys. Nestor Cortes maxes out right around 91, 92 miles an hour with a four-seamer and around 87 with a cutter. Like, it is profiles of pitchers that you should be able to hit. You should be able to make contact and put balls into play, and you're in a ballpark that I think is conducive to Atlanta scoring some runs. All of these guys have ERAs under 3.5. Like, they've not been bad this year. Rodon's at a 3.28, Stroman's at a 3.19, Cortes is at a 3.36. Like, they're all good pitchers, but it's not an overwhelmingly tough matchup like you could have had if you had to face Cole and Gill and whoever the third one would have been. So you like the matchups a little bit as far as Atlanta's offense versus these guys, especially the way they've been hitting the last week or so.
Well, let me reverse that then. How any sort of advantage? Let's just start with Sale, with him going in there. This is going to be familiar territory with him having his time with the Red Sox as well as the White Sox. It's not like he's going to be a stranger to the place when he steps on the field, nor a stranger to the lineup.
Four of his last five starts against the Yankees have been in Yankee Stadium. Now, they weren't all necessarily great. Back in 2019, he got rocked for like 8 runs and 3 2/3 of an inning. But he's only made one start since 2019 in the ballpark. So he's familiar with the ballpark, but a lot of this lineup has not seen him. The thing that I do like, he's faced Aaron Judge now, 31 times. And Aaron Judge is 5 of 31 with 15 strikeouts. Now, he does have a home run off of him, but it's also 15 strikeouts. And what I kind of like about this matchup for Chris Sale is you hear so much about that short porch in right field. Mm-hmm. As a lefty that is very much an east to west kind of guy, as long as he doesn't miss inside, it's going to be hard to take a slider that's moving away from a lefty and get out in front of it enough to pull it to right field. So I feel like this is a good setup for Chris Sale as far as most of this lineup isn't that familiar with him. He is familiar with what it takes to pitch in the ballpark and his arsenal, you know, four seam fastball, sinker, slider should be pretty decent in that ballpark, provided he can get through the top three of the order, get past Volpe, get past Judge, get past Soto.
Okay, so let me ask you this as well, because now since you were making that disclaimer and I was searching on the internet at the same time, I've got one website saying that Freed's going to pitch on Sunday and another one saying Waldrop's pitching on Sunday. So who do
Waldrop's on the IL. Freed, the okay. Braves have announced Freed. Waldrop's on the IL. Yeah, we actually have Atlanta's official probable pitchers, because they put it in the game notes. It's custom when you go into the series finale, which Atlanta did yesterday, but New York does today. You go ahead and you announce your pitchers for the next series. So that's why we know Atlanta's. That's why we don't know New York's, but we can kind of do the math on when they pitch last and when their turn in the rotation is. Waldrop's on the IL. He's not pitching for a little while because of that sore elbow. Exactly. So it is going to be Freed on Sunday in the finale.
Speaking of which, Max Fried has, we've seen earlier this year, he left the game with a no-hitter intact. And he's back to where he's throwing some ground balls. He's not getting in quote-unquote walk trouble. He's a guy that loves challenges like this. Like that, you know, you say, hey, you're facing the best team in baseball right now. He's one of those that's good. He wants to do that. He thrives off of that. So does he have a little extra oomph in his step as far as this weekend is concerned, especially if the Braves take one of the first two or both of the first two? It seems like he'd be one that would want to close out with either a series sweep or a series win.
Yeah, that's the kind of mentality that Fried has. He's quiet, but he's like a quiet bulldog kind of thing. He does have two starts against the Yankees in his career, one of them coming in that injury-marred season last year. He pitched six innings. one walk and eight hits, but only two runs. Did a really good job of kind of getting inducing weak contact, things like that, to get out of the. He only struck out two batters, but also only gave up two runs despite allowing nine base runners across six innings. I feel like it's a good matchup for him. I don't believe a lot of this lineup has a lot of experience against him other than Juan Soto. Juan Soto's faced Max Fried 29 times. If you think about it, that makes sense. Soto was in the the division with Washington, so it makes sense. But Soto's also 8-24 against Max Fried with one extra base hit, nine strikeouts, and five walks. So the one guy who has seen Max Fried at least 10 times has a decent batting average against him, 333, but not a lot of other success outside of that. And so you feel like, again, good matchup for a lefty that's good at keeping the ball down and not allowing those Yankees hitters to get out in front of it and pull it down the line. So I feel good about the matchup for Max Fried, especially facing Nestor Cortes, who is a soft tossing lefty, right? He's going to do the weird little timing games and things like that. But other than that, he's a soft tossing lefty who allows a lot of fly balls. You feel like Atlanta has an opportunity to put some balls in play because they hit the ball hard, and hopefully some of those will fall.
You guys make sure to go to plainscoffee.com, promo code Braves, 10% off coffee delivered to your door. If you're not a coffee fan, they have tea as well, all kinds of flavors to choose from, as well as just regular old coffee. Be sure to go and order today, but make sure you put in the promo code Braves for your 10% off. Again, it's plainscoffee.com. So we've talked about pitching matchups. What does Atlanta need to do offensively? We've talked about those guys being fly ball hitter or fly ball pitchers. First off, what lineup shows up with Snitker? We don't know. I mean, Arcia, you and I talked about it on the last pod. I mean, he's right now, he's just atrocious as far as at the plate. Do we mix things up? You got Harris the second, who's still not back yet. And that's more precautionary. They did say during the broadcast the other day that he is running a little bit, but they just don't want to bring him back a little too early. He was riding a bike. Sorry, I misspoke. Bike. Totally different than running, but he was on a bike, but they still wanted to keep it precautionary just because I don't think people realize, Lindsay, that Snitker and the organization is looking more towards the second half of how they can make up ground and going into the second half completely healthy, if at all possible.
Yeah, I'm fine if Michael Harris doesn't play between now and the All-Star break, honestly. Yep. I mean, it does not bother me in the slightest. I think Jared Kelnick's been good out in center field. You've got some questions about Adam Duvall and if he's going to pick it up offensively, but I'm fine if Michael Harris is out for a while. I think the big thing here that Atlanta's offense needs to be mindful of is these two fly ball pitchers, so Rodon and Cortes, don't walk a lot of guys. Both of them have walk rates that are below average compared to the league, right? I want to say Rodon's at like 6% and change. Cortes is under 5%. And so putting the ball in play is going to be important. They both, despite the velocity, they both do pretty well with their fastballs. They're primary fastball guys. Cortes throws a lot of stuff. He's got six different pitches that he's used this year, but he's really a fastball cutter guy. That's the combo there for him. Rodon's really he's got five pitches he can use, but he's a fastball slider guy. And so, not sitting back and waiting for these guys to put you on base. You've got to be aggressive. They're going to give you pitches you can hit, so you've got to put these balls into play and hope for a little bit of that better luck, randomness, variance, whatever you want to call it, that some of these balls fall, especially when you look at an outfield that has Juan Soto playing right field with not the greatest foot speed and Aaron Judge potentially a little out of position in center field for a while. You have an opportunity here to get some balls to the outfield, get some balls in play, and it's just a matter of getting these guys in, hitting with runners in scoring position when you have the chance.
Predictions, I'm going to go 2-3, and the only reason being is just because I think Sale is going to do great. My question is Morton, and again, I like Fried in that matchup on Sunday just because he seems to be a guy that loves big games, loves big-time atmosphere. He's going to get that. As I know a lot of people may not agree with this because they're still looking at the Phillies and the Dodgers as far as the premier teams in the National League. take away a lot of the injuries. I think Atlanta's right there with them, and I think that they'll prove that towards the end of the season, second half. So I'm going to go 2 of 3 Braves. Yeah, that's a homer pick. I don't care, but I'm going to go 2 of 3 Braves on the road at the Yankees.
Morton's been pretty decent against both righties and lefties this year. I think for him, it's going to come down to not giving them free base runners from walks and a hit by pitch when they connect with the big hit. They're going to get the big hits, right? They're going to be able to, he's going to leave a curveball up. It's going to get crushed. The question is that a solo shot or a 3-run home run? I really want to say 1 and 2, but I can't do it. I think I'm going to say 2 and 1 again, knowing it's a homer pick, knowing I'm probably going to be wrong on this, but I don't want to pick Atlanta to not do this. I do think Sale and Fried are going to have good games, though. Probably not the best games of the season for them, but I do think they're going to have good games because I think they're going to rise to the challenge. And I think the series is going to be decided on Saturday on how Morton does against Marcus Stroman.
I will say this. There's some very cool stuff coming up on Braves today, and the reason being is because Lindsay's going to be taking a special trip here pretty soon. So have a lot to write about, a lot to talk about. And
heading to Rickwood Field as soon as we're done recording this pod for the Thursday night Giants-Cardinals game. Really excited to be an Alabama resident who got a spot in the in-state lottery for that. So I'll be at Rickwood Field. We're going to write and talk all about it. I'm sure I might even have a video coming up on this YouTube page if I can.
I think that that's so awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to hearing the stories. Take it all in. I told somebody the other day, I was lucky enough, but I didn't know the history of it. When I was like 10 or 11, we played on that field. And I wish I would have known then what I know now about it. So oldest stadium in the nation is Lindsay's going to have a chance to head up there and check that out. It's going to be very cool stuff. So we'll talk more about that a little bit next week as well. So go to bravestoday.com or coffee.com. Enter promo code Braves, get your 10% off. Bravestoday.com is where you find all your cool stories. So, Lindsay, as always, I greatly appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, buddy.